The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.
This week, the CSO released information from its Recreation in Nature series that looks at what it is the Irish do in the outdoors during the summer. I'm joined by Sabina Brennan, chartered psychologist, Tina Gates from our own newsroom and oft from the Irish Sea, and Maura Kiley, Chief Executive Officer of Leave No Trace Ireland. Maura, you must have been delighted to see how many of us take to the wild outdoors.
Yeah, look, it's really positive to see this research coming out. We've known this for a while. People feel so much happier when they spend time outside. So look, this research is very clear that nature isn't just a nice to have now. It's absolutely vital to our well-being.
Now, is it the mental well-being or physical well-being? Is it hiking in the mountains that makes you fit, or is it getting away from the rat race that makes you feel better?
It's both. What we see anyway is that people want to get out, they want to keep moving, but they also want to get away, they want to reduce stress. And it just brings that whole holistic, you know, improvement to your quality of life. So I think it's the holistic pieces is really important.
Well, Tina Gates is a good example of this, and I've never had the opportunity to voice my cynicism to her, because, you know, when you're in the office, it's an inappropriate thing. But now that she's in the studio, I'm allowed. And every now and then Tina will come in all happy with herself for having gotten into the Irish Sea when it's -4. The benefits of this, Tina, are what? Or are you deluded?
I am deluded, but I'm also hugely happy when I do it. It's brilliant for, well, we talk about mental health. It's good for my headspace. It's good for me physically. I'm in a wheelchair. I am able to walk and stand a little bit, so I can get myself up and down steps. And when I get into the sea, it is literally my superpower. So I am without pain. I'm in neutral buoyancy, so I can and I can actually achieve things. And I suppose I swim during the winter time and I swim all through the summer. But last year was a real breakthrough last summer, because I had been dipping all during the winter, and then I saw and I was talked into taking part in a competitive swim down in the west coast of Ireland in Connemara and Killiney. So,
Killary.
Killary, that's absolutely, yeah. Thank you for saving me there.
We were heading for Killarney next.
Well, mind you, that wouldn't be a hard decision for me to make. But yeah, I found myself roped into a 750 metre sea swim in the harbour down there in the beautiful fjord, actually. And that meant I had to get serious about things. And at the time, I was just literally dipping. So then it was creating this training regime for me. So it meant that I had to go regularly into the Irish Sea. I had to improve my distance. And despite being massively overweight, because at the time when I started dipping, I was 27 stone. I've come down to 23 stone. I'm not saying that that's all the swimming and doing lots of other things as well. But it meant that I became an athlete. You know, even if it's only in my own mind. But
well, 750 metres isn't chicken feed.
It was something like, you know, and I wasn't the last person out of the water. And you know the way they say it's not important, you know, being that, yeah, it is.
Well, let me bring in Sabina Brennan on that topic, chartered psychologist, neuroscientist and ortho. Sabina, the kind of impact that Tina is outlining in terms of mental and physical health, is that the common reaction for most people if they commit to the outdoors?
I think, yeah, I mean, there's tons of science behind it. Most of the science initially is about green spaces, spending time in nature, that nature calms the brain. It reduces activity in your amygdala, which is your fear centers, etc. Even a short walk in a green space can help reset the nervous system, calm it down and return it to rest and digest. Definitely boost mood. You have a release of serotonin and a lowering of cortisol. Even just 20 minutes can reduce your stress levels. I always say to people, actually, you know, we're bombarded. If you live in an urban environment, you're bombarded. Your brain is bombarded by, you know, constant stimuli. And if your work is, particularly if your work is kind of brain-based, you've got to give your brain a break, get outside, get that. The sunlight is important. It doesn't even have to be sunlight. Daylight, I should say, really helps. And actually, taking that break, getting out in a green space, will then in turn improve your focus and your mental clarity. Also, getting outside is one of my biggest tips for improving your sleep, because it helps reset your internal body clock. As Tina just said then as well, I mean, I know she's swimming and there's important research in that area too. But just being outside in nature encourages movement. So you're more likely to engage in physical activity, which is brilliant. The blue spaces, lakes, I moved exactly for this reason. I am surrounded by 9 acres of greenery and I live on a lake shore. And our guests who come to stay here, actually, they come to get that break from the city, from that constant bombardment, and just soak up the greenery and then also take the benefit of that cold swim. But the blue spaces themselves, just being in the blue spaces, I knew when we moved, I had to be somewhere where I could see water. And that's associated with reduced anxiety, enhanced calm and greater psychological well-being. And I think the really important thing is, because it can be very hard, particularly, you know, and I think it's really relevant at the moment with such a housing crisis. We must not forget that people don't just need houses and places to live. They need green spaces to spend time in. And even if you can just look out at greenery from a window or a rooftop, it reduces stress and helps recovery from mental fatigue. It can also actually boost your physical health in that you'll recover quicker from an illness that you have access.
There is one wrinkle in all this. The CSO had one thing, which was barriers to recreation and nature. 24% said bad weather. It's all very well to discuss sea swimming and this kind of crack in the middle of summer or decent weather in June. Mm. Do you ever think in December, what am I at?
No, if it comes to barriers for me to getting into the sea, it's actually access. And like, you know, I think we've done a lot already, you know, in this area, but there's so much more that can be done. And the one thing that really irritates me is when we have beaches and access points that are winning awards for being disabled access friendly, but they haven't actually asked anybody in a wheelchair whether it works for them or not.
Tina, thank you so much. Our own Tina Gates. Thanks also to Sabina Brennan, chartered psychologist, Maura Kiley, Chief Executive of Leave No Trace Ireland.
The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.